Sandy, you had four Queen's Plate winners, which is, I wrote in five of them. The closest I got was fifth. So it's amazing that you won four.
Well, I wrote in six Kentucky Derbies, and close I could finish was third. So
that's how hard it is to win any race.
Any of the big races, for sure.
What was your best Queen's Plate memory?
You know what? They're all great, Jerry. You know, anytime you can ride in the Queen's Plate and especially win it, it's a great thrill and an honor. But I'd have to say in 1978, I rode a horse called Regal Embrace. And Regal Embrace was trained by Mac Benson, and he had the horse perfect for the race. And it was actually owned by E.P. Taylor. And 12 years before that, I was at Mr. Taylor's farm looking for a job, just as a hot walker or a groom, and just wanted to try and be a jockey. So now here I am in the winner's circle with Mr. E.P. Taylor with Regal Embrace. So that was pretty special, Jerry.
That's amazing. What was your preparation like? Because now the jockeys, they get videos and they can see all this stuff. Before, when you rode it, like, how did you get to know the horse?
Well, you know what? Of course, as you know, you've probably ridden the horse two or three times before. You ride him in the Queen's Plate. And, of course, some I was more confident than others. Some were long shots, so... You know, when you're riding one of the favorites, of course, you're very confident going in that you can win the race. But, you know, you go out there, doesn't matter what odds you are, the horses can't read the odds board, so you strive to try and win that race. And as you know, Jerry, before we go out, we look at the racing form. We see how the horse runs, looking at the form. We try and pick his best race and try and ride him according to that. And, you know, when I won the four Queen's Plates, they're like second or third favorites, so I was very confident with them going in.
This week we're celebrating Canada Day, and this is Canada's biggest horse race. How did it feel like after you win it? What was the feeling that you got?
You know what? It was tremendous. And sometimes it doesn't sink in till later on. Like the fanfare, you have the flowers put on you, on your lap and everything, and everybody's excited. And so sometimes once you calm down, the next day you go, wow, I can't believe I just won the Queen's Plate. Yeah. And it was a tremendous feeling. I remember the first one I won on Almoner was Jerry Levine was the trainer, and he invited me out to the celebration party afterwards. And I wasn't a drinker, Jerry. And I had like three or four glasses of champagne, and I had a bad, bad headache the next day. I remember that one for sure.
Yeah, okay. What is you figure it was your best Queen's Plate, right? Like you said, you shouldn't have won, and you did such a great job that you got the money.
Yeah, I think it was, again, in 1978 with Regal Embrace. Like, I won on L'Angeleur, he won easy. I won on Kennedy Road, he won easily as well. Almoner was a little bit tougher because it was a filly called Framfreluche, who was a really tough filly that year. And he ended up winning by about a length and a half. But Regal Embrace, we won by like a half a head.
Right.
And Overskate was the favorite that year. And Regal Embrace, he actually ended up going wire to wire. I talked to Mr. Benson before the race. And he said, you know what, if you can be on an easy lead, go ahead and be on an easy lead. But if not, just lay just off the pace. And we were. We were on an easy lead the whole way down the back stretch. And then around the turn, Mr. Benson said, you know, when you get to the head of the stretch, just try and open up as far as you can. And I think halfway around the final turn, I asked him to run, and I just tried to open up as far as I could. And we opened up three or four lengths, and we won by a half a head. Overskate was flying at the end. So I think that was probably my best one.
So if you wouldn't have done that, you probably wouldn't have won.
If I hadn't have opened up, I think Overskate would have got us. Yeah. Rob Platts rode an absolutely perfect race that day, too. He saved ground on the inside and then wheeled him out at the head of the stretch. But we just got lucky to open up those two or three lengths and be able to hold on by a head.
This week on the Queen's Plate, the favorite comes out of the 14 hole. What strategy do you think Castellano has to use on this horse?
Well, the good thing, Jerry, is that you have a good run before you get to that first turn. You have almost 3/8 of a mile, a little over a quarter of a mile before you get to that first turn. So you're going to have time to get in position. And what's her name? Lexi Liu won from the 14th post in 2014. And so I don't think it's going to be a problem at all. He's definitely the favorite. If I could ride any horse in a race, it would be Avi's Flatter for sure.
What was the post position that you got that you didn't think you could win one?
You know what? When you're down in the one hole, you know, sometimes you think, man, I wish I wasn't down stuck in this one hole. So that was, I think, the toughest post. And when I saw Josie Kerr, when somebody else picked the one hole and she had the last pick, And I figured now she's going to end up with a 14 hole. I think she was a lot happier being in the 14 than being in the 1. So if you don't get a good break, you might be in trouble. Right.
So you got to meet the queen when you won the Queen's Plate? Or
no, actually, the years that I won the Queen's Plate, unfortunately, the queen wasn't here. The year that Royal Chocolate won the Queen's Plate, Teddy Colangelo won the race, so he was in the winner's circle with the queen. But I did have an opportunity to meet the queen in the paddock, which was really, really nice.
Nice.
Remember, I had hair down on my shoulders. She must have wondered, who in the heck is this?
Thank you very much, Sandy. It was a nice interviewing you, and everybody looks up to you here, and you're a great jockey and a great person.
Well, thank you, buddy. I think you're a great rider as well, and I think you did an awesome job with your very first interview. Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.